Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So let's go through this. His first 2 years, we're talking Jeff Lebby with Tom Luganville, national college football analyst with ESPN. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. So Lebby and Durkin were together for 2 years at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then he's been under Brent Venables. I mean, these are good defensive minds.
Sure.
All right, so he's been able to see that and how it works with him. And like you said, year one was not good to either one of them at Oklahoma. But, man, if they turned it around this year. Venables, isn't he a recruiting maniac, Luke?
Oh, yeah, big time. And that's probably the best thing to have happened to Jeff Lebby.
I agree.
Because he has seen it. And that's not to say that Lane's not a grinder in it. I'm not saying that at all. But I think the thing that has been a positive for Jeff Lebby is Brent Venables came over from a program that was recruiting at the highest of high levels, had the resources to get it done, knew exactly who they were targeting and why, were able to beat and compete with a Georgia and an Alabama and an LSU, Auburn routinely in recruiting, right? So he's lived that. He's seen what that looks like. And now that you move back into the SEC, Jeff Lebby has coached against these teams. He knows what the personnel is and what has to happen to compete. That ain't going to be a surprise for him.
Okay. Let's talk. All right, Tom Luganville, let's go Bama, Georgia. I can't wait this week. By the way, what is your schedule for the?
Our group is off this weekend, which is great for me because I'm going to get to see my son actually play in the state semifinals.
Good for you.
On Friday night. Yeah, that rarely happens. And so he's a senior, and it's a great opportunity. And then this weekend, since we're off, my wife and I are going up to Stowe, Vermont, going to get a little skiing in and take a little break from football after the championship games.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Georgia-Bama. Lines 5. I can't wait. What is the matchup that you're looking for in this game?
I'm looking to see if Alabama can have success on first down so that they don't have to rely on throwing the football consistently to win the game. That's one thing. From the opposite side of the line of scrimmage, I think it really benefits Alabama that Georgia doesn't have a runner at quarterback.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And that's a challenge for Georgia on defense this week. It's not as big of a challenge for Alabama. So, you know, I look at Jalen Milroe and I look at the success that he's been having and I look at the improvement that he's had, but they've also gotten a lot better at running the football. I look at the game plan that Alabama had versus Kentucky, where it was run, play action, quarterback run, run, play action, quarterback run. And it was a really successful approach. I think it needs to be a similar approach versus Georgia.
You like Bama, don't you?
I kind of do, yes. I still think it's going to be a tall order. I'm not convinced they're the better team, but they've lived in that world for so long, Bo, that they kind of thrive in the environment, right? And listen, that's not to say Georgia doesn't. Georgia, of course, does, and has proven that time and time again. But I keep feeling like we haven't had the major upset. We haven't had the chaos. We almost had it in, what, three or four different games last weekend. Maybe we're due this weekend. I mean, you look at how important the Florida State-Louisville game is for Texas and Alabama fans and Georgia fans, and anybody that needs Florida State to lose. Because there's a lot of – I think this is the first time in the college football playoff era we're going to have at least one, if not two teams not make the playoff that are more than capable of winning a national championship.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I do. Yeah, I like Bama in a close one. I do. And I like where you went with Milroe can run it when he needs to, and Carson Beck is just not a runner. And as much as we like to maybe give Stetson Bennett the fourth a hard time, that dude could scoot when he needed to and put pressure on. All right, one more. We got a minute here. Oregon-Washington rematch in Las Vegas. Who you taking, Lukes?
I'm taking Oregon because I think they're just flat out the better team. And I think that Dan Lanning will avoid being quite as aggressive as he was the first time around. Particularly on fourth down, but they're just flat out better. I feel like Washington has kind of paralleled since that first outing, and Oregon has soared. And listen, would it surprise me if Washington were to win the game? Yeah, actually it would, because I think Oregon's that much better than they are right now.
Man, Oregon looks like they're built like an SEC team.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They're not quite as dominant up front defensively as I think Texas is, but they have a lot of that same makeup. Yes, I would agree.
Man, watching them play Oregon State, and I know Oregon State doesn't recruit near the way they do, and Jonathan Smith's a hell of a coach. But wow, Oregon, physical and fast, and Mario and Lanning have done a good job getting players out there.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Real quick, Elko to A&M. You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I just chuckle and shake my head at the notion that if any of the Mark Stoops stuff was real and Texas A&M fans pushed back on it, are you out of your mind? Like, that would have been a great hire. If you could have pulled that off, that hire would have been phenomenal. I like the Mike Elko hire. I think the timing of it's perfect. He understands the landscape and the infrastructure, and we'll see how he tackles that thing. But I thought this weekend's turn of events, you know, if let's just say they are to be, you know, grounded in truth, just makes me shake my head as to further looking at Texas A&M and saying, what do you, no wonder you guys don't have it right.
Yeah. Look, actually, they should have gone and gotten DeBoer from Washington, but that's a whole nother story. We don't have time.
That would have been a good one, too. That would have been a good one.
Man, that dude can coach. Wow. Okay. Enjoy your weekend and Vermont. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, man. Appreciate it. Later.
Tom Luganville with ESPN on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Lunch today brought to you by Fleetway Market and the Market Cafe in Glugstadt. And, man, great food, blue plates, smoked meats. I went through there last week and got one of their chicken sandwiches for lunch.
Ooh.
It was delicious. So Fleetway Market, Market Cafe in Glugstadt for lunch. We'll meet you there. Also, there's a new Fleetway Market open in Clinton. It's open 24 hours a day, which is super cool, too. I hope you have a good Monday. If you missed anything, hit Apple Podcasts or Spotify and search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. We'll see you tomorrow live from Starboard.